Well, Sean, you're a minute from going top of the table. Can you sum up your emotions at the final whistle?
I was delighted. I thought the players adapted really well to a really difficult game. Blackpool came on the back of an excellent 5-0 win against Scunthorpe and really came full of confidence. And I think you can see from the first half they were they're dangerous. Every time we lost the ball, probably in their final third, they were a threat. So I thought we evolved as the game went on and controlled the second half and didn't really let them. They didn't create a chance apart from the goal. So whether it's I can't change the way I think about the game just because we conceded, where the ball could have gone anywhere. And they're throwing caution to the wind. So it's football. I'm sure we'd have been delighted if it was on the other foot. But I thought the players, I said to them afterwards, I thought you were excellent, absolutely excellent. Different type of game than what we've been used to. But thought we showed that we've learnt and we're a much more solid unit when when things are difficult.
So looking at that equaliser, just a bit of luck really on their part that it just fell for Phyllis Kirk the way it did.
Well, it wasn't planned, was it? It was a shot, and it ricocheted. So, credit to the boy being in the right place and finishing it. So, there's nothing, there's football, and there's not looking to do. We can be disappointed, but it doesn't get us anywhere. We've got to make sure that we take all the positives that have come from the game, which are many.
Jason Demetriou, a cool finish from him to put you ahead from that Andy Taylor cross shot. He only really seems to score big goals. A big goal against Peterborough, the winner against Gillingham too. Loves to get forward, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's part of his game. I think that's part of the attraction for him as a fullback. And with Andy Ford sort of now being a bit more adept at creating spaces inside, I think it gives him a bit more license. So he's been really good. He's still played with a bit of a knee problem, but we're trying to manage it. But no, for a fullback to get that far forward and his finishes have been really good. It's a credit to him. And we've become a, we're a much more different team when he's in. The balance of the team is much better, and we're much more a threat on that right-hand side. So hopefully we can keep him fit till the end of the season.
I mentioned it at the start of the interview, you could have gone top. You're now down to third. Burton losing today, Gillingham winning. It just shows the topsy-turvy nature of the summit of League One at the moment, doesn't it?
Well, nobody's going to run away with it. So, whether you're third, second, first, fourth, fifth, sixth, I don't think it really matters at this point. We're trying to, as you do, try and keep every game and make the focus that particular game. We've got a difficult game now away at Fleetwood on Tuesday, and then the FA Cup game. So, it's going to be a. The next month they're going to be. I'm sure there are going to be ups and downs, and we've just got to make sure we keep our feet on the ground and maintain a level of consistency that, come the end of the season, we're there or thereabouts.
Final point on today's game. Am I reading too much into the fact that Bradshaw and Sawyers and Henry came off today? Your crown jewels, if you like. I'm spotting a few tweets after the game from fans disappointed, perhaps, that they did come off towards the end.
Well, Romain was feeling his hamstring. Tom's just back from injury, and Rico's an 18-year-old kid, so they can tweet all they want, but it's that didn't have any effect on the result. So we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday games, and you've got to make sure that you maintain the people that affect that you can. We've got people on the bench that can come on and might even have to start the game. We've got a really small squad and not much finance to improve it or to strengthen it, so we've got to make sure we're practical in what we do.
And you're heading to Fleetwood now on Tuesday night, facing a team that's only won one of the last seven games. Plenty of draws thrown in there as well. What are you expecting from the test at Highbury?
Yeah, I watched them in the midweek against Colchester, and they were really expansive, and since then I think they've drafted in two really quick players. So I think it'll be an interesting game for us to actually to try and combat. And like I say, today's game will give us a little bit more food for thought and how we approach it. But any game in it, I mean, you can't take anything for granted in this league. And you know, the fact that they've gone out and strengthened the squad with two players means that you know they'll be looking to climb the table rather than looking over their shoulder. So again, we'll try and approach it as we have done every game, as Dean and Richard, you know, did it before me. So to make sure that we're fully prepared, and you know, if we put on a performance and we don't get the result, then that's football, and I think we have to, you know, make sure we try and maintain a level of performance which has gotten them the results up to date.
They finished very close to the top, certainly 6 points off the playoffs last season. Seem to have struggled a lot this season. From what you've seen of them, why is that?
6 points off the playoffs can be 3 points off relegation. It's again, it's arbitrary. I don't know, to be honest. I haven't got a clue.
What do you know about Stephen Presley? Emerged with quite a lot of credit, I thought, from his stint at Coventry. He's now in charge at Highbury. Have you got any relations with him?
Not really. As a player, I think he was recognised as a leader, and it's no coincidence that he would drift into coaching and management. So, his Coventry side were. Again, a really good footballing team, and I think that's the way he wants to play. So, you know, that's what we should expect in our team, that's going to try and, you know, pass the ball. And, you know, if you can get it right, then it's probably the best way to play. Sometimes it's, you know, you've got to be a bit more practical, which is, you know, a bit like Blackpool have turned around and gone, well, let's be hard to beat first and foremost and play to our strengths. And so I think it's horses for courses at the minute. You know, we're trying to look at every game and go, well, how should we approach it? We know what we can do. You know, but we've just added another string to our bow in this the game against Blackpool, because I thought we were probably, our defensive shape was probably the best it's been.
Looking further forward in the team, defensive shape very good. Be nice to see Romain Sawyers get back among the goals. He was the one that scored the winner at Fleetwood last season. A little drought for him.
Yeah, I think it's the second part of the season, and it's like I say, it's no longer little old Walsall, and you know, and he's now gaining a reputation for his performances, so nobody's going to make it easier, and it's up to him to step up to it. But he's an important, you know, he's a bit of a catalyst for some of our forward play. He makes things happen, and I think he'll be delighted if other people score and he's involved rather than him. But yeah, you know, it's something that I think he's got to. I don't think he should get, you know, absolutely head up about, but you know, if he gets in positions, then you know, we're trying to encourage him to shoot.
2-0 victory against Fleetwood in the FA Cup a little bit earlier on this season. Never lost to them, in fact. 4 consecutive clean sheets as well. Is that any sort of psychological advantage going up to the North West on Tuesday?
I'm the wrong person to ask, because I wasn't here, so you know, get on the phone to Dean and Richard and ask if it is. Not really. I don't think we'll look at it at all. And we'll look at it from the game I watched them play against Colchester, where they drew and probably should have won it, and the game they've got today.